What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Week 14 edition of the Syndicates. Everybody's back this week. I am Eddie Zamaitis alongside my guys, John Addo, Vic Choksi. Gentlemen, rough week last week, 0-3. Don't really want to talk about it, but of course, John back this week and gave us a winner in college football. So that Georgia pick was good. How are you guys doing this week?
I'm good, man. How are you guys doing?
Good. I'm feeling good. Excited to get back and correct our mistakes from last week.
I feel like when I'm not on, I always give a bad pick. I don't know what you guys do when, without me. I know we went 0-3, but I just feel like my personal pick that I gave is like, that's the second time I didn't hop on with you guys and talk about it while we're going through the games. And I just kind of gave you a pick and it lost. So we're here to redeem ourselves.
That's why I think it sometimes helps when all three of us talk through games too.
For sure.
For sure. Yeah, it does. I mean, I was on Atlanta though last week too, and that one stung me a little bit. And then the Steelers, of course, really stung.
Remind me never to play. I've already reminded everybody, so you guys are the last two I'm telling to remind. Do not let me take the Atlanta Falcons ever, ever, ever again. I hate that team so much. I don't know why I took them. And anytime I told one of my buddies, you know, they call me like before the game, what do you like, this, that. I tell them Atlanta, and they're like, why are you doing this to us? And I don't know why I did it, but.
Yeah, this week, I like this week's board better than – actually, I did like last week's board too. So, but I really like this week. I think this could be another week with a lot of dogs that I like. So, I'm hoping we can pluck out some winners here. I don't know how you guys feel about this board, but I like it.
Yeah, I'm loving the dogs this week.
Yeah, let's see what happens here. Maybe you guys can talk me into a couple of these games because – I don't know if you guys notice the games I play are usually are not the high spreads. I mean, you guys are the same way, but there's a couple big spreads in this one. Let's see if we can spot some winners here.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's jump right into it. We got first one up on 1 o'clock games, Baltimore at Kansas City, and I don't know about you guys, but I like the Ravens here. I got it at 7, so I think anything above a touchdown or above, you're good. I really like how the Ravens defense is playing. I think it's about time that Kansas City plays a legitimate defense because when you look at their schedule, they really have not played too many great defenses. Also, they're starting to show a couple chinks in the armor with them. They haven't covered in their last three games. So they played a tough game against the Raiders last week, lost the Rams before the bye. So I think Kansas City might be finally starting to come down to earth. I know we were on that little streak there where we were just staying away from those games, but I don't know. I kind of like the Ravens in this spot here. I think they're also live. I don't know who's starting a quarterback yet. Have you guys heard who's going to be starting this game?
Right now they have Lamar slated for the game.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think Lamar is starting this game.
Yeah.
This is a pretty tough game. Yeah, I mean, the only side I can play on this is the Ravens with the 7 points. I still see it at 7. I can't take Kansas City. This is the time of year where they did the same thing last year where they kind of like start to slow their roll a little here. And they didn't cover last week against Oakland, which was a pretty easy one to pick. They didn't beat the Rams like you were saying either, Eddie. So I don't know, man. They're still strong at air. I don't know why this game is so high. I feel like 7's a lot. Don't you guys think? Like Ravens are getting way too many points. So I mean, it's Ravens or nothing. I'm staying away. I'm probably not playing this game. But if I were to choose a side, I'd probably go with Ravens.
Yeah, it did look high to me too when I first saw it. But Vic, if I'm correct, most of the public is on the Chiefs, right?
You got it. So the public's on the Chiefs. The sharps came in pretty early, it looks like, and took the 7.5, what it opened at. So they're kind of thinking along the same way as what you guys were talking about, that anything over a touchdown looks juicy to them. So I'm on the same thought level as John. Like, it's Ravens or nothing. But I'm just a little scared because the Ravens aren't built to, like, come from behind. So if they can – get up early, kind of control the game. They should cover, have a chance to win. But if they get behind 2 touchdowns early, I'm just worried about what's going to happen in the second half.
Yeah, I think that could happen where the Ravens have to play catch up and then you might be in a little bit of trouble. But I'm just interested to see what it's going to look like when Kansas City actually has to play a good defense. So I think we all kind of agree. We like the Ravens. I'll probably play it. Doesn't sound like you guys like it as much as I do. But I'll probably be on the Ravens here since I already played it at +7, but if I can get, if it sticks around 7, I'll definitely play it. And then I wouldn't be surprised if it creeps down even more come game day. So,
I mean, looking at the 1 o'clock board, the rest of the board at 1 o'clock, this might be the game I play. We're going to go through them all right now. Maybe I'll pick a different one, but yeah, I mean, this is the funnest game to watch. I'll tell you that for sure.
Yeah, it is. Pick the next one though, because the next one is my pick of the week. Indy at Houston. I've been all over the Colts this year. I'm going to continue to ride them. Yo, Houston, they are not as good as people think, man. I know that they cover for people a lot this year and they win games, so public loves them, but they are not as good as people think. There are so many coin flip games that they are involved in where the ball has just bounced their way. I mean, they could have easily lost to the Redskins if they missed like a 60-yard field goal or whatever it was at the end of the game. Denver, we remember that game when Vance Joseph blew that game. They could have easily lost that one. The Bills could have beat them if pick six Peterman didn't come in and do his thing and throw it to the other team for a touchdown. Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Colts when they didn't want to go to overtime and tie the game. There's so many games that this team has just had coin flips on, and they've come out on the right side every single time. It's like the roulette wheel when it just comes up red 19 times in a row. That's what I feel like it is for the Texans. And Indianapolis, man, I think they're a really good team. Their defense is playing much better. I mean, last week they had a tough game. The offense did getting going against the Jags, but they also had a lot of turnovers in that game, and turnovers tend to kind of even out over time. So I think Indianapolis bounces back here, finally gives Houston a deserved loss that they've been kind of sneaking away with and getting all these wins. I think Indy beats them outright, but I'll take the 4.5, 5, whatever it is. I think anything over 3, you are good. So take Indianapolis with the points is my pick for this week.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on this game. If I had to play this side, that's the only side I play. Like you said, how much luckier can Houston get? They just keep winning game after game after game. And it feels like every game they're winning is just a lucky win. So 4.5 is too many points, I think, to be given to Indianapolis. So that's definitely the way I would play this side here.
Yeah, I love the Colts. This was probably going to be my second game of the week pick. So I'm glad that you guys agree. There's a lot of recency bias on this game due to how bad the Colts played last week and how the Texans have been rolling. So the public's all over the Texans. But, you know, this shouldn't be more than a 3-point game either way. And 4.5 is way too many points. So loving the Colts on this one, too.
Yeah, it's exactly how I feel. So I'm glad you guys agree with me on that one. Next game up, I think we also may have a pick of the week. We talked about this. I don't know if it's official, but we got the Panthers. Looks like they're about 1.5-point favorites on the road at the Cleveland Browns. I've talked about how bad the Panthers are on the road. They're just starting to become bad overall. They haven't covered in their last 4 games. I was on Tampa Bay last week. I think, Vic, we talked about it last week on the pod, how we kind of like the Bucs in that spot.
Now,
another road game for the Carolina Panthers. And from what I've seen, they have one road win all year. So going to be a tough environment. I like the Browns here. I don't know if I'm going to play it yet. I haven't. I would like to see the line creep up maybe a little bit more, get a couple more points. But, John, I know you're talking about this as possibly a pick of the week for you. Are you making it that or are you going to go somewhere else?
I'm going to ask Vic one question, and I'll let you know if it's my pick of the week. Where's the money at in this game, Vic?
So, I mean, you know where it's at. You're asking.
Okay, what's the percentage?
65 on Carolina.
All right, fuck it. I'll make this my pick of the week. I like Cleveland. Their defense is good. Carolina's defense is bad. The only thing that's worrying me about this game, and I know this sounds weird, is when they change coordinators like that, it kind of gives them like a rejuvenation of sorts. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I know they got rid of somebody. They got rid of the guy that used to coach Michigan, Brady Hoke. So, I mean, that defense, I don't
know. Uh-oh, we lost John. Vic, you still there?
Yeah, I think we lost John.
There he is. John, you there?
Sorry, I got a phone call for a second. But, yeah, so you know what? I'm going to make this my pick of the week. I think Cleveland's defense is too strong. Something's wrong with Cam. I just hope they don't put everything – if Carolina puts everything together this week where their defense comes back together and Cam comes back together, I mean, they got to make everything work for them to win this game. And I don't think that's going to happen. I think Baker's going to have a good time against a very poor pass defense. And Cleveland's defense is pretty strong. So I'm going to make this my pick of the week. 65% on Carolina. I'm getting a home team without giving any points. So we'll make this one my pick of the week. Cleveland Browns.
Vic, you like it?
Yeah, I like the Browns, man. The only thing that really worries me is just the Browns' defense against running backs. And Christian McCaffrey might go literally insane because the Browns are allowing 170 yards a week to backs, which is literally ranked like 28th in the NFL, and CMC is averaging 160 a game last five games. So if they can just keep him under wraps, I think the Browns will win this game straight up.
Okay. Well, how about they win the game straight up and they don't keep him under wraps, because I got CMC big this week for my fantasy playoff.
I think he's going to have a monster game, man. So you'll need Baker to keep up and put up some points.
All right. So John's going to get a win hopefully some way, one way or the other in this one. But yeah, I think you talked about this a couple of weeks ago with the Falcons. Could this possibly be the game where Carolina – realizes shit, our season's over, and they kind of have that letdown spot where they're just like, all right, season's over, you know, let's just get to Cleveland and go home.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, man. That was last week, and that's why I didn't take the Falcons. That's what scared me, because the Ravens still had something to play for. Everyone was on the Falcons, but Falcons season was over, and I feel like this is probably the same spot here where but the technically speaking, the Panthers still do have a chance at the second wild card. So
yeah, they do.
I think, you know, maybe that keeps them afloat a little bit where they're still playing hard and they just changed a couple of coaches, like John said. So, you know, if they lose this week, then, you know, fade them next week. But
for sure,
I don't know if that comes into play because they still have kind of a glimmer of hope there.
Yeah. And they got big division games. They got two games against the Saints coming up too. So I don't know, maybe they're waiting to play spoiler for those games, but yeah, I think we all agree on the Browns is going to be the right side here. So that's John's pick of the week. Next one up, 1 o'clock game. This is one I want no part of either one of these teams, Atlanta at Green Bay. Looks like the line opened at Green Bay -6. It's trickled down to like 5, 4.5 now. So, normally when a coach gets fired like that, I'm one that will be on the team that just fired the coach the next game. But I just want no part of Green Bay right now. I don't know if either of you guys have an opinion on this game, but I do not. So, Vic, you got anything?
I hate both of these teams. So,
all right.
Hey, Green Bay in real life, and I hate the Falcons in betting because before last week, they killed me three games in a row. So I just can't, you know, put money on either side here.
I'm 100% with you guys. I hate Atlanta for what they did last week and what they've done to me this whole season and the last two seasons besides this season. I hate Green Bay because I got them in my wins pool and they were my first pick and they got four wins and my other two teams are doing better than them. So I'm not playing aside. What I did see in this game, and I probably won't do it in the end because I don't play over-under, but this over-under seems short to me. 48 is low. And it's so low that it's like I feel like it's so enticing that I don't understand how it's not over 50.
It's creeped up. It's creeped up a little bit.
Is it over 50?
It's gone up to 50.
Okay. I mean, when I said this is 52, 53, and it opened 48. So, yeah, all right. I was going to say, if you guys want to play this side, because I hate these freaking teams, to take the under, but that's just me talking. I probably won't even do that for myself. So I guess this is a stay away for me too. Maybe a little bit on the under. I might do that before kickoff if it goes up a little bit more.
Okay. Next game up, I don't really have an opinion on this one either. Tampa Bay, 9.5-point home underdogs against the Saints. Not anything I'm going to play, so I'll leave it up to you guys if either are you going to play it at all.
Yeah, I mean, you're supposed to play Tampa Bay 10 points in this game. Yeah. I can't do it. So, I mean, usually when somebody says usually when I say I can't do it that quickly, that's definitely the right side to play. It's Tampa Bay or nothing. So you can't take New Orleans 10 point favorites on the road. It's just, that's not the way you play. So
yeah.
It's Tampa Bay or nothing. I'm most likely staying away from this game.
I'm with John. It's Tampa Bay or nothing. 80% is on New Orleans because they literally think that since they lost last game, they're going to come out guns blazing. But the Bucs offense, I know we've seen it. We've seen the good and the bad where it's won for us and lost for us. But, 10 points, they can be up 14 points the whole game. And, you know that the Bucs are going to have a garbage touchdown at the end. So yeah. I just can't lay the 10 here. So, but it is interesting because the Bucs do play well in every game, man. So I think this is like a 80-20 game where if you're feeling frisky and don't want to watch, and it might be worth a shot taking the Bucs.
Yeah,
I'll probably chill on it.
And I think this was pretty similar to the line it was week one when the game was in New Orleans. So, and I think the teams have kind of lived up to expectations for what people thought for the year. So a little surprising you're going to get the same number when Tampa Bay beat them outright at home in New Orleans last time. So interesting there. I think the line's also a little inflated to kind of protect from some teasers as well. So that's why I think you're seeing the 9.5, but stay away from all of us in that game. So probably another stay away in this next game here. My Buffalo Bills home, 3.5 point favorites against the Jets. No opinion from me here. I do kind of like them coming up in the next couple of weeks, though, because they're playing a lot better. Their offense is actually averaging like 350-plus yards a game these past couple of weeks. So it's no longer that hot garbage offense that we've seen. Next week, John and I are going to face off. We're going to have the Lions and Bills, so we'll probably talk about it next week. But for me this week, I'm not going to touch this game. So I'm going to guess you guys are probably the same way. Not going to play this one either.
Yeah, I like Buffalo in this spot. I just feel like it's kind of like a sucker side, so I'm probably staying away from this game. I'm not taking the Jets for sure. And the way Buffalo's been playing the last couple of weeks, offensively, defensively, I don't know. It feels like the play to me, but I'm probably not touching this game.
Yeah, the arrow's pointing up for the Bills, Eddie. They're looking good, man. Josh Allen has not been bad at all, but I don't think I can put money. I feel like the Bills are a very good underdog.
Yes.
So there's a lot of teams that are just not built to be favorites, and delay 4 points is just too much for me, so I'll pass on this game.
Yeah, if you look at the box score from last week's game, I did bet the Bills for, I think, the first time or maybe the second time last week. They dominated the Dolphins that game. Box score, if you look at it, they held them to under, I think, 200 yards total offense, and they put up over 400, and they still lost. So it was kind of like that Bucs game. Bucks versus Redskins a couple weeks ago, where the Bucks just killed them in the box score but found a way to lose that game. So, yeah, they're playing better, but this week I'm not going to touch them. Maybe next week when the Lions come to town. So we will see. But, okay, let's go to Giants and the Redskins. We've kind of been hearing about the injuries with the Redskins there. I am not going to play this game, so I'm going to stay away from this. I don't want any part of the Redskins, don't want any part of the Giants, so especially his favorites on the road. John, you like this one at all?
I love betting against third-string quarterbacks, so I don't know, man. I might get down on this game a little bit depending on how I'm feeling. You know, right now, what's the line at right now? 3.5?
Yeah, sorry, I forgot. It's -3.5 for the Giants on the road.
Gosh, I don't know, man. I don't know how. I mean, it's Mark freaking Sanchez. How can we? Just a little sidebar here. When they played Philly last week, and Colt McCoy went out for, I was like, I could not wait to live bet this game. I waited till halftime, and I mean that the Redskins scored right before halftime. It was I felt like it was the most perfect thing that could happen for me. I ended up taking Philly, and I always bet against third string quarterback. I mean, if I lose, I lose. I think I'm most likely going to take the Giants in this spot here.
Dude, I just wanted to follow up on that because as soon as I saw that Adrian Peterson run, I wanted to hammer the Eagles so bad, but the Wi-Fi where I was at was like awful, and I couldn't do it. It was giving me some error on my phone whenever I tried to click on it. I'm like asking my wife for her phone to try and do it, and then it just I couldn't get it done. I was so mad. I ended up having to do a second half bet on the Eagles, so I still won, luckily. But man, I was trying to get some plus money on the Eagles or whatever I could when Sanchez came into the game. I was the same mindset that you had there. So, Vic, anything that you like in this game? Are you fading Mark Sanchez as well, or are you just going to stay away from this one?
I'll probably sit this one out, man. You had a great gambler story there, man, because that happens to everybody. And once that game actually wins, you're probably kicking yourself, right, if you didn't get that second half bet in. So.
Oh, I would have hated it. It would have sucked.
It's funny that it never goes out when we have a loser, though, right?
Exactly. Yep.
I'll sit this one out, man.
Cool. I did skip a game, actually, and I actually like this game. New England at Miami, and they are New England 7.5-point favorites, getting the majority of the money as always. I don't know what it is, but Miami in December is Tom Brady's kryptonite. Whenever he goes down there, he always finds a way to lose. I don't know if you guys remember last year on Monday Night Football, they looked horrible. A couple years ago when the Broncos won the Super Bowl with Von Miller that year, the Patriots went down to Miami week 17. It was like 95 degrees, sweating balls. Patriots found a way to lose that game. And because of that, the Broncos got the number one seed in the playoffs and why that AFC Championship game was played in Denver. So Miami, I don't know what it is. They're also a really good home team. I saw this during the Bills game last week. They've only got one home loss this year. So I really like the Dolphins. If you can get anything over a touchdown here, I love the Dolphins in this spot. This is actually one that I was kind of considering as one of my picks of the week. So I don't know how you guys feel about this. I know everybody's a little gun-shy to take the Patriots, but I like the Dolphins.
Yeah, that'd be the only way you'd play this game. I love their coach, man. That Adam Gates, I feel like he always has a good game plan put together. They've been snake bit basically by not having their quarterback in most of the time, and that's why they haven't got the respect that they probably deserve. Seven and a half points. God, I'm not playing this game. I hate betting against New England. I feel like I'm always on the wrong side when I do that. So you can't take them in this spot. That's way too many points to be given on the road. It's Miami or nothing. I'll probably end up sitting this one out because it's a couple other games that I like.
Yeah, look, the only game that the Dolphins lost was actually to your Lions, John. So they beat Vic's Bears at home in Miami, but team struggled with the heat down there. So, Vic, you like anything in this one?
I lean Dolphins, man, but I'm just like John, dude. I mean, for the last 3 years, anytime I either pick the Pats or fade the Pats, I'm always on the wrong side. So I'll probably sit it out. But I think one thing that we should look into, I might just ask John Ewing, who came on with us earlier on our pod, but second halves of Miami games, I think teams get gassed
Yeah, you should ask. Somebody else told me that before, too, and I've done it a couple of times. But, yeah, I'd love for you to ask him. Maybe you could tweet out what his response is to that. I'll try to get some data just so
we know, because I saw it firsthand with the Bears. I mean, first half they played well, and their defense was just literally gassed in the second half. And I see that, like you said, Eddie, they play well at home, too. And Adam Gase is a smart coach, man. I saw him in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I was sad to see him leave. So he always has his guys ready. Doesn't matter who's playing, who's injured. So, I think that's a team we should definitely be on the lookout for. I'll try to get us some more data for the second half. So
I like it. Yeah, so I'll fly solo and take the plunge, bet against the Patriots here. So I also think the New England's got to be playing the Steelers. Yeah, they play the Steelers next week. So it could be a look-ahead game for them. Yeah. Maybe jumping ahead to the Steelers, but we'll see. On to the 4 o'clock games now. We are going to go to one that I know you guys have talked about before we hopped on today. And had a lot of line movement in this game. San Francisco opened up about 5.5-point underdog, 6. Now they're down to 3.5-point underdog. So a lot of sharp money coming in on the 49ers here. For me personally, 49ers is the only way I would go. I don't know if I'm going to actually play it. I probably will. Anything over 3, I would probably play. So just don't like laying points on the road with the Broncos. But Last time I did this was when the Cardinals were home underdogs against the Broncos, and that did not work out for me. So, yeah, as of right now, I'm not playing it, but I would lean San Francisco. And I know, Vic, you kind of mentioned this one as a pick that you liked for this week, and John, so did you. So, Vic, what do you like in this one?
Yeah, I'm going to make it my pick of the week, man. I love the Niners. So, yeah, I'm seeing fours across some boards. So I'll grab the Niners plus four. There's reverse line movement on the Niners. You know, they've won two games, but they've been in a lot of games, man. If you break down numbers, every week they're outgaining opponents by 175 yards. Even last week they outgained the Hawks by 125 yards. So, you know, we've talked about it on our pod a lot, but Vance Joseph, I just can't trust him, especially being a road favorite. And they lost Manny Sanders. They lost their cornerback. They've lost some old linemen. So I think it's just a very, very tough spot. And the Niners play hard every week. They're going to try to control the game, running the ball. So I'll take the points and make the Niners my pick of the week.
I like it.
Yeah, this is what I call a 405 special. Everyone's playing those games. Everyone's playing those 1 o'clock games, and they look and they want to get their next bet in, and they look and it's Denver versus San Francisco, and immediately without even thinking they take Denver. I'm going to take the good coach against the bad coach. We're all on the same side here. I'm playing this game also, so I'm going to go with the 49ers with the plus the points.
I like it. So we're all in agreement there on the 49ers plus the points to decide to go. Next one, I don't know if any of us are going to take this plunge. We got the Chargers, 14-point favorites against the awful, awful. They're back from being the Bengals to the Bungles. So 14-point favorites against the Bengals in Los Angeles. I am not going to touch this game. Did I just call them San Diego? I think I did before
that.
Yeah, then.
Everyone. I do that.
But, yeah, I'm not going to touch this game. Main reason is because the Chargers have Thursday night football game against the Kansas City Chiefs. So I think they could be looking ahead to this one, and I do not want any part of the Bengals right now. So stay away from me. You guys, either one of you playing this one?
No, I don't know. Man, 15 points is a lot. I don't know how I'm going to pass that up. But I guess I'm not doing it either. This is a stay away for me. I don't got nothing else to say about it.
I'll stay away, man. I think normally I would. I don't lay this many points, but once I saw what the Chargers did to the Cardinals a couple weeks ago. I know they have it in them, but they're coming off of a hype game Sunday night, and then they have another hype game coming up. So it's just too many points to lay just because of the situation. But Cards look good, man. I'm sorry, Chargers. And you've been on them, Eddie. Again, another Chargers Colts. You hyped them all year, and they look awesome, man. I know this is kind of a side note. I've never loved Phillip Rivers. I always kind of give him a little shit, but, like, the dude is balling out this year, so I got to give him credit, man.
I love that guy. I love Phillip Rivers, man. I've always liked
him. Yeah, I'm the same way, too. But, yeah, I faded them last week, and it burned me, so I'm not going to touch this one. Next one up, though, John, your Detroit Lions. They opened up as 1.5-point favorites on the road against the Cardinals. Now it's up to 3. It looks like they are getting some sharp money to get them up to 3. You like this game at all?
Yeah, they're going to win. Who cares? They're just ruining their draft stock order. I'm going to win these meaningless games that don't matter. Their season came down to that Thanksgiving Day game that we gave away because we were hurt, and we didn't really give it away, but – you know, that was a game we could have won. There was another game we could have won. We didn't. So, I mean, whatever. Just lose all your games now. What's the point? You know what I'm saying?
Preach, brother, preach. So, I'm real about that.
Whatever. Lions is definitely the sharp side in this game. I feel like that's probably the way to go. I'm not playing this game. This is going to be the corner TV game for me. I'm going to put this game on my little iPad and just have it in the corner on delay by 30 seconds, not going to care what happens. So whatever. Yeah.
And I just want to follow up on what you said real quick about tanking. I completely agree. Tanking is what you should do in the NFL. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more. I mean, all these other teams tank in NHL and NBA, and they have a lottery. Yeah. So I have an argument with Bills fans all the time that in 2010, we started out 0-8. Clearly, you're not going to make the playoffs after that. We went 4-4 in the last 8 games and won like 2 meaningless games against Cincinnati and Miami week 15 and 16 to cost us the number one pick in the draft. Cam Newton. So we would have had Cam Newton if we lost those 2 week 15 and 16 games against Miami and Cincinnati. And instead we got Marcell Dareus, who he was a good player. He's a pro bowler for a little bit, but I mean, we traded him away last year to the Jags, and obviously he's not Cam Newton. So
Lions are not tanking. They're practicing outside in the cold for Buffalo. I don't know if you guys hear the story. It's all we talk about in Detroit is we've been practicing outside for 3 weeks. We're an indoor team. We haven't played. We've played all indoor games. The only game that we have to play outdoors is Buffalo. We've been practicing outdoor for 3 weeks. Anyway.
You need to practice outdoor for this Cardinals. The air conditioning gets a little cold in their stadium. Well, so.
Yeah.
All right. Vic, what about you? Anything you like in this one?
No, man, I'll sit it out. But I think the Lions look like the right side just because their defense has been a lot better the last few weeks. And they went toe-to-toe with the Rams last week. It was a 3-point game going into the fourth quarter. So, you know, if you play it, probably take the Lions. But I don't know. I'll sit this one out.
Who cares? All right.
Next one is a game we like. I like the Eagles. They are – looks like 3.5-point underdogs against the Cowboys here. I like the Eagles in the spot just because I think it's a little bit of one, revenge, two, they're playing well, and three, I think Dallas is a little, you know, they're obviously creeping up. I think they're a little overrated still. Their defensive line is really good. I'm not gonna lie, their defensive line is the only thing that scares me in this game, because Philly's offense line can be a little shaky at times, but they're getting healthier. They've been better at protecting Wentz the past couple of games. I like Philly in this spot here. It's more of a situational bet where I kind of fading Dallas. So, yeah, I like the Eagles in this spot. Vic, how about you?
Yeah, Eagles look like the right side, man. You could just feel the line creeping down a little bit too. NFC East showdowns, I feel like, are always 3-point games either way. So that's why I think Philly is the right side.
John?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you just, this is one of those blind ones that you also look at, and you just look at it. This is a public game. Everyone's going to have Dallas, I feel like.
Yep.
So that's definitely the reason why I'm on Philly. I almost made this one my pick of the week, and I decided against it. I don't got the balls to do it, I guess. So I'm the only thing I'm worried about is Philly's pass defense. They weren't tested last week. I feel like if Colt McCoy played that whole game last week, they would have lost. But now they got a little swagger in them. They're ready to play, and everyone's gonna be on Dallas anyways. So definitely Philly's the side. I'm probably gonna end up taking this game too. Philly and 49ers are the two games I'm probably taking at 4:00.
Okay, so that leads into our next one that you're probably not gonna take then. Pittsburgh -10. On the road at the Raiders. Pittsburgh kind of in a sandwich spot, like we mentioned with the Chargers, coming off a big Sunday night game. They got the loss, and now they got to play Oakland, go all the way out to the West Coast, then come back home and play Patriots next week. So if you do play it, Raiders is the side. I'm not going to play it, so I'm going to kick it over to you guys. Either one of you playing this game?
No, I'm just watching for my fantasy. I got a couple guys on Pittsburgh I need. So other than that, I'm not touching this game. Spread wise,
yeah, I'm not touching it. Sharp money did come in on the Raiders early because it opened at 11.5, and now it's down to 10 in most books. So, but definitely not touching it.
All right, next one up, Sunday Night Football. Vic, I know you're gonna be highly interested in this one. We had the Rams open up at 3.5-point favorites down to 3 at Chicago. And, yeah, Sunday Night Football. Vic, you're Chicago Bears. You kick it off on this one.
Yeah, I'm super nervous for this game because, I don't know, man, if the Bears lose this game, they might literally lose out the rest of the season. So, but I think if you're betting-wise and there's no heart involved, the Bears are actually a pretty good side, man, because Rams haven't been covering. Now they're on back-to-back road games. Everyone saw – the Bears lose last week to the Giants, and so everyone is on the Rams, but the line has gone down. There's a reverse line movement on the Bears, so Mitchell Trubisky's back, and the crowd will be hype. It's going to be 20 degrees. I don't know, maybe I should try to find some data on the Rams playing in cold weather. But, you know, there's a lot of pretty good, like, betting factors on why the Bears are a good side. But I don't know, man. My heart is too involved in it, so I'll let you guys give your thoughts real quick.
Man, this is just going to be such a fun game to watch. I love watching a great offense play a great defense. I feel like you're right, man. This is the side you got to play in this game. If you're playing it, if your heart's not involved in it, you're getting 3 points on a home team, so a home dog. So Mitchell Trubisky's back. I love their coach. He plays good. Man, so many things going on in this game. I just feel like if they can somehow, some way, you know, figure out how to shut down McVay's offense. You know, they're going to do enough on the Bears are going to do enough on the offensive side of the ball, and their defense is really good. And man, I don't know what I'm going to do. I always end up playing these Sunday night games. I have for the last like 4 or 5 weeks. I always get down on a side. If you gun to my head right this second, I'm definitely taking the Bears plus the 3.
Okay. Yeah, I like the Bears here as well. I'm all over the Bears in this one. So I'm going to be on that one, especially the plus 3. I'm getting points at home, better defense. I'm gonna be all over the Bears. So
Trubisky's playing for sure, right?
Yes. Yeah, he's in, man. He's full participating all week in practice. Ian Rappaport came on today saying he's playing too.
Yeah, so especially
I don't understand how the line like didn't change when like they didn't know, like the line didn't change between Daniels and Trubisky. I don't see that. I see Trubisky, like, especially, you know, he's been playing pretty good. So it's going to come down to him. If he has a good game against not a good defense, you know, they're going to pull this out. That Bears defense at home. Like how much similarities have the Bears shown to you, Vic, from past Bears teams? They got that Eddie Jackson who reminds me of some guy named that other safety who was
Mike Brown
used to make all these plays that Eddie Jackson's making. They got the linebacker. They got the linebacker Mac that you know, they had Urlacher, they had Buckets. They always got that linebacker. They freaking put in a fullback or whoever, a defensive tackle. He looked like Fritz Perry the last week. I'm like, what are these guys doing? So I mean, man, you must be loving it. They're having a good time there. So
it's been fun to watch, man. I think, and you brought up a great point, man. The offense with Trubisky gets a lot of shit in the national media, but like, dude, just honestly speaking, the offense is night and day with him compared to Daniel. You know, like people just hyped up Daniels a little bit because he's been in the offense. He knows the offense. So they didn't think there would be a drop off, but you saw it last week. I mean, once they had film on him, the Giants were just sitting up on everything and, you know, give him a hard time. So yeah, especially with his running game too, that you'll see, as long as Mitch is healthy, man, I think we have a really good shot at winning the game.
Yeah. Vic, I know you got to hop off, so appreciate you coming on and wanted to make sure we got through that Bears pick for you. So John Sweet. And I will talk about the rest of the games here. So Vic, good luck this week and we'll talk to you in a little bit.
Yeah. Later, man. Thanks, fellas. I got a crying baby. I got to feed. I'm on daddy duty. So hate to bounce out early, but good luck. And I'll talk to you guys soon.
Awesome. Right, see ya. All right, John. So we got one more game. I think we're all in agreement on the Bears there. I'm going to probably be pretty big on the Bears. So I like that spot. Monday Night Football is what we got for the next game. Seattle -3 at home against the Vikings. Anything that you like in this one? Because I'm probably going to play this game. I just don't know what I feel like is the right side right now. So I want to get your opinion first.
Yeah, man, this is a coin flip game. I'm kind of on Seattle at the moment. I just like the way they've been playing lately. But Minnesota's got a pretty good offense also. So the funny thing is my fantasy football team is going to come down to this game at the end. And I'm going to be sweating both sides because the guy I'm playing has guys on both teams. So my deciding factor on this game might come down to what I need happen in fantasy football more than betting the game. But I always say this, gun to my head right now, this moment, Seattle giving 3 at home. That's, man, I don't know if that's the right side or not, actually.
I think it is, kind of looking at it. Yeah. That was my first instinct as well, was looking at it, Seattle. I kind of like Seattle -3. Anything under that 3.5, I think it would be good because Seattle at home, obviously they still have great home field advantage. And Minnesota's not a very good road team this year. The only wins were – they had one at Philly, and they beat the Jets. Every other game they have lost on the road. So,
yeah,
I'm kind of leaning Seattle here. Obviously, they're playing good football. They haven't – the last game they didn't cover was, like, beginning of November against the Chargers. So, yeah, I think I'm going to probably go with the Seahawks here.
Yeah, that Minnesota defense, like, it plays good for a little while, but the last couple of games, it just, like, they've worn down, and people have just kind of started going up and down the field on them. I know they're supposed to be a pretty good defense, but if you watch the last couple of games, they played I know they played Green Bay, and Green Bay kind of just started moving the ball on them, and Minnesota had to, like, do the same thing. But who did they play? Who did Minnesota play last week? They lost, I'm pretty sure. I had against Minnesota last week.
Patriots. On the road, yep.
Well, I got lucky. I should have. I played a side I probably shouldn't have played. But yeah, I had New England, and New England was moving the ball, you know, in the fourth quarter in that game, and Minnesota just didn't stop them. So Seattle, I love that home field advantage, especially like on a primetime game, like a Monday Night Football game. So that'd probably be the way I go.
I like it. So before
There's no college, man.
I was gonna say there's no college this week, so I don't think we're gonna. You didn't have any games you were gonna bet this weekend. It's just all.
I'm not. I mean, I like. Teams. Yeah, no, it's Army versus Navy. I kind of like Army a little bit, but I don't know. I'm not playing this game.
Yeah, I'm not gonna play it either. But I'm sure we're gonna find some bowls along the way that jump out to us. So we'll save those for another day. Sure. I did want to talk to you though about the Big Four. So the college football playoff, anything that jumped out at you immediately when you saw the lines for these, or have you even saw the lines yet for them?
Yeah. What's the line on Clemson, Notre Dame? I can't remember now.
I'm looking at it right now. My book is 11.5 for Clemson.
Oh my God. That's high. Wow. Yeah. I didn't realize it was that high. So gambling wise, I don't like big spreads, so I'll probably find some bowl games to get down on. These two college football playoff games, I don't like that much. I'll tell you what I do like, if it plays out the way it's supposed to, and it's Clemson, Alabama, and I'm getting 7+ points with Clemson, which I hear I probably get, I'll take them all day against Alabama. Georgia showed you that you know, Alabama's not unbeatable. They're not this team that can go in and punch an NFL team in the face or even come close to, you know, beating them. So that Alabama-Oklahoma game is going to be fun to watch. I don't know how Oklahoma stops Alabama once, because the Oklahoma's defense is horrible. If I were to play a side at the moment, and maybe it's too many points. You're not, so it's 14 is way too high for Alabama. That line should be like 10, 11, but that'd probably be the way I go. I like Oklahoma. I like Alabama.
Yeah, I like Alabama as well in this spot. I think it's going to be Alabama Clemson again for the national championship. Yeah. Notre Dame, what's your feeling on them? I feel like they're a little overrated this year. Not as good as people think.
Listen, all these, like, Notre Dame didn't beat anybody. They beat Michigan.
Exactly.
They can't beat Georgia, but I mean, that's not the way this works. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, they're in it. They're giving 11 points. They're getting 11 points to Clemson, but you know, they're not one of the four best teams in college football right now. So,
oh, I agree for sure. Yeah. They're maybe a top 10 team at best, but yeah, they really have not played any good teams this year. And,
but you know what, Eddie? Clemson hasn't played anybody either this year. I mean, if you look at Clemson's schedule, off the top of my head, I mean, who they beat? They beat Texas A&M was probably their best win by 2 points. But yeah. I mean, who else did they beat? No one else. No one brings that up. But you know, Clemson didn't beat anybody this year either. So.
And they played a lot of home games too. I saw on their schedule.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, their tough ones were they almost lost to Syracuse. And Notre Dame blew them out. So, I don't know. But if I get that Alabama-Clemson matchup, I'm getting 7-8 points. I'm probably going to end up with taking Clemson. I'm saying that now. Let's see how these two games – if Alabama rolls Oklahoma 49-0, then, you know, that might be a different story.
Right. Yeah, for sure. I agree with you there. So, we'll see. I'm sure as our opinions will change as it gets a little closer to the games. And – I always love bowl season. I always like to find like a game here and there that will pop out and jump out at me. I remember 1 year, a couple years ago, Utah State was one that I hit really hard for. There's just one game that jumped out at me in the top of my head. It was like a random Tuesday night bowl.
Who they play? Oh, okay.
I don't remember who they played. I just remember seeing the line move from like plus three to like minus one and a half, and I was like, Utah State's the side here. So,
yeah, bowl season's always fun. Like, you know, as soon as one game finishes, they give you like a 5 minute break, and then the next game is starting up. They got that down pretty pat. So that's gonna be fun to watch. We can go over. I haven't looked at. I mean, I didn't see any like appealing matches, like just game wise, without like looking at spreads or whatnot. I didn't find too many appealing games that I was interested in watching, but you know, I'll do a little homework next weekend. We'll look at them, and you know, when we talk next week, I'll have a couple games for you picked out for bowl.
Yeah, same here. So, yeah. Cool. All right. Well, I think that wraps up for this week. So appreciate everyone listening in. Good luck to everyone this weekend, week 14, the NFL, getting into the kind of that home stretch there. So. Hopefully our two teams continue tanking, get better draft picks, and next week one of us is going to have to win the game, or we can just hope for a tie, I guess, but we'll see. So
what do we got? We got Cleveland.
We got Cleveland.
49ers and Indy.
Indy, yes. So not the most high-profile games and teams, but hey, we'll see how it goes. Hopefully we get some winners and better than last week.
We're going 3-0 this week.
I like it. I like all the right, confidence. Cool. All right. We'll see you later.
Later.